fall in love, get married, have a baby. Not necessarily in that order. We saw the backup plan, and you know what time it is?
Now it's time for How to Disc a Babe. We're gonna have a good time, celebrate some failure, not just be a hater, cause you know you wonder how to disc a babe. Let's wallow in the mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hello, welcome to How Did This Get Made? I am Paul Scheer, joined as always by Jason Mantzoukas and June Diane Raphael. How are you both?
Good. How are you?
Terrific.
We have a very special guest this week. She is a writer on Happy Endings, the hit ABC show. Please welcome Jackie Clark.
Thank you. Nice to see you guys.
Nice, Jackie. See
you. Really smells like balls in here.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah, comedy balls.
And that is just another reminder to you, Earwolf listeners, for donations, because when we could get out of this dump. The backup plan. Previously known as Plan B, is a romantic comedy starring Jennifer Lopez and Alex O'Loughlin. It is about a woman who gets...
How did you pronounce last name?
Loughlin? Like Lori
it's
Loughlin?
It's just all... like all vowels, no consonants.
I tried to get by it, but it didn't happen. The movie is about Jennifer Lopez artificially inseminating herself and then falling in love. And then all the problems that that causes. Because the guy wanted to put his semen in her. Not have some other dude's semen.
Is that what? Is that what the
think,
problem
yeah,
is?
No.
I think you might be projecting shit.
Yeah.
I think he wants to put his semen in it.
Well, that's how it ends.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how it ends.
Right. I don't think he was prepared to put his semen... I mean, I don't think he wanted to impregnate her.
You don't think at a certain... I mean, after she reveals it.
Not in the beginning.
All right, not in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. This could only have been written by a woman, because if it was written by a man, it was like... It would be over after she's like, I'm pregnant. And he'd be like, I'll call you.
See?
And yeah. Then that would be it.
Although I got to say, though, what woman finds a man who, like, sells cheese for a living?
Attractive?
Sexy. Yeah. Like, that was
I
the strangest.
I do hate all of that Hollywood, like, what's a clever job we haven't seen before?
She's an artisanal cheesemaker.
Yeah. I just want things local.
She runs a dog store. He is an artisanal
cheesemaker.
No, but
she doesn't only just run a dog store, because that would be too general.
That's
she runs a dog store for...
Disabled?
No, that was
that's
her
just
only
her own dog.
Her own dog got disabled because she bought it from a corporate-owned pet store, like a Walmart.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a real message behind
this
movie.
I totally zoned out. I knew that monologue was happening,
yeah,
and
she
chose
was,
not to listen
There were a
to.
Lot of those monologues which were like, you know, and you were just like, should I get a snack?
I think a thing to remember...
Should I stop watching this forever?
I watched it on my iPhone, and I didn't realize until halfway through the movie that the brightness was turned down so low, I thought the entire movie took place at night. And I couldn't see anything, and I was like, I did watch it on my iPhone. Because I had to watch it during lunches at work. So.
Here is my the most disturbing opening scene of all time, which is just J-Lo in stirrups getting artificially inseminated by Robert Klein.
Yeah.
That is how the movie opens, and then goes into a long internal monologue where J-Lo just makes like Commedia dell'arte faces. Like, should I have this baby? Should I? Am I upset? What's going on?
And then like, do I even want kids? And then a scene with her and her sister doing something, whatever, or friend. Is Michaela her sister?
No,
or
I don't think she's a sister.
Although, I gotta say, J-Lo's mother is white as dove in this movie.
Yeah. Linda Lavin?
No,
who was terrific?
Sense.
Who was terrific?
Yes. As
who
was Tom Bosley?
The ghost of Tom Bosley. I was like, is that Tom Bosley? Yeah. He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
But he was great. Tom Bosley and Linda Lavin, long live
I do want to say.
Tom Bosley is now dead.
Yeah, he is dead.
He's super dead.
Well, he's not super dead.
I mean, like,
this is his last movie.
He's very dead.
As soon as you're dead, you're super dead.
I guess you're right. Yeah, there's no more dead.
I mean,
than
like,
he can
dead
get.
Is dead, and super dead is like.
Super dead! J-Lo's skin was to die for.
Flawless.
I thought that J-Lo...
Her wig was terrible.
I didn't think so because I had just seen Monster in Law where they put weird little girl clips all over her hair and they put her in these weird crocheted shawls. So I thought I was just like, oh, thank God we have our like J-Lo that we want, which is a huge weave.
Yes, please.
Beautiful
Sign
skin, courtesy of Creme de la Mer. And and J-Lo comedic timing. That is, like, she has learned all of the lines in Romanian and translated them herself.
But J-Lo here, they do everything in this movie to make her as ugly as possible. She gets artificially inseminated. You see her legs up. She is puking in sinks. She's pissing on things. She's like, every chance you get, they're ugling her.
But that's comedy pre-Bridesmaids and probably post-Bridesmaids. Yeah. It's like, women, this girl is so beautiful. Let's throw a bunch of food in her mouth and she uses bread as a napkin.
Oh my God. That scene disgusting. With the stew. Okay, there were a number of
chili,
scenes.
By the way, why do they just call it chili?
There were a number of scenes in this movie where the sounds of her chewing were so wet and audible that I almost threw up.
She was pregnant. Okay, her orgasm was pretty weird too.
No one in this movie knows how pregnancy works because she gets artificially inseminated, and the next morning she's looking at herself in the mirror like, "Do I see the bump?" And then she's like, "Oh, I'm so hungry." You just got inseminated today.
You are a freelance OBGYN.
It doesn't hit you like a fever. Like, you don't, your stomach doesn't grow out on day one.
I don't think so.
When her dog throws up the pregnancy test that she takes. Wait, actually, is that throw up or has the dog pooped?
It's barf.
It's the dog's barf. Okay.
Her dog, who is in a wheelchair, the most complex wheelchair I've ever seen. It's a wheelchair that has like bags hanging on it and like little bells and whistles and like little spinning wheels and stuff.
When the movie started, I was like, oh, she was doing an All About Steve type of character. Like when she's getting artificially inseminated and is like having the great day, I was like, oh no, she's acting like a maniac. She's acting like no person actually acts.
She's crossing her legs so hard and trying to walk down the street. He's like, you don't have to keep your legs crossed.
Oh, just to the listener, she's trying to keep the semen inside of her.
Yeah.
The semen which Alex O'Loughlin wants to put inside
I don't think that that's the case. I hated it as much as you guys.
Oh, really? Oh.
But I also was, because I was watching it at on my phone, I would sometimes watch YouTube videos while I watched this.
Can't do that.
Well, I can. I actually did. But maybe that would, but I didn't think it was so bad. I find her charming, if like one of the most comically ungifted performers of our generation.
Well, I just was like, I had like real problems with it as like a romantic comedy. Yeah. Because structurally, the minute he's like, I'm on board for this baby, and he starts hanging out with Anthony Anderson in the playground,
oh my gosh,
I started to be like, what movie is this what now? Is like, this? I don't know what to care about anymore. It becomes terribly mired in their communication. They have the worst relationship ever.
Well, they have like, their chemistry could be described as reverse polarity. Like, they are just like, they are not, there's nothing about, like, you would never see this couple out.
You don't envy them. There's no spark to them at all. I didn't think.
You know what?
And
actually,
also, I was confused about like what his journey was. He wanted to go back to school.
He was in night school.
Because
he was in night school,
he's running
dummy.
A successful business, but he needs to go back to school to open up his own.
I don't think farmers make that much.
Well, his dream is to open up a cheese shop, so he needs to go to college to open a cheese shop.
I just felt bad because there was a whole sex scene in that cheese. I don't even, yurt? What was it? It was this huge
cheese
cavern
barn?
For the cheese.
I actually have this scene. We can listen to it, and if we listen to it, we can talk about it. Here we go.
I want to show you something.
Well, what is it?
It's cheese.
I can see that.
No. It's new. I had this idea to use these two different types of goat's milk to come up with something really unique.
It's a lot like curing cancer. It's,
I am jerking
sweet
off right now.
And sassy and complex. I was inspired.
So what are you saying? I'm your cheese muse?
Yeah.
I just hate this.
What?
You're kind of hard to read right now.
Well, I barely want to kiss you, but it smells like cheese in here.
Because we're in a cheese barn.
And they kiss him.
And then they have.
And immediately, dry hump cheese frottages to an orgasm.
That's how everybody talks, right? That's how normal people talk to each other, right?
The dialogue is pretty tough. Although, I don't know. There was some stuff I did
you like.
What
like
did
it.
You like, Jackie? Let's
You know what I liked?
What did you like?
I liked when the woman shat in the pool when she was having the
that
kid.
Was
and
funny.
They had to scoop yes. it out. I laughed out loud.
They
I
do,
laughed out loud.
They
I thought
do
that
a
was
water
great.
Birth
I thought
scene.
Was funny. And that woman is hilarious because she's so committed to this character.
Yeah.
I thought she was
I agree.
Really
that was funny.
That was a very funny great. Scene. Anytime that the two of them were not on camera, it was very funny.
Melissa McCarthy was really funny
she was
as
great.
That part.
She was
great. I agree. And we said Linda Lavin and Tom Balzer were funny,
they
which
were adorable.
I thought were also funny.
I did
really
think
cute.
It was funny that they just showed J-Lo working out with dumbbells. Like, she's yeah. in the gym. She's not running on a treadmill. She's, like, got, like free weights. And she's, like, free weights. They both, it wasn't even dumb. Like, oh, I'm too weak to get it. They were actually just like, yeah,
okay,
I'm pumping iron.
I have a question. Because at one point he's like, should we get a, do you want a beer? And she, this is before she knows she's pregnant or not. She's like, hang on, I'll tell you in a minute if I want a beer.
More
right?
like three yeah. or 5 minutes.
And then, exactly. And then she finds out she is pregnant. And then later when they're on the date at the cheese farm, they're just chugging wine.
Chugging it.
They're just
Whoa.
Chugging wine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what has changed? You now know definitively you're pregnant, you maniac.
Nope, just drink that wine.
Oh, you're not supposed to drink when you're pregnant?
Oh, boy.
That sounds
I also love it. Scene when he takes her out on that date in the secret like courtyard and
oh yeah you
and
know,
something
oh,
happens
the New York City
and
wine
the table,
where like Jim Carroll died or wherever
no, but, they, the,
but the table
wine,
goes up in flames
the wine
in one
we're
second.
Meant to believe the wine ignites on fire. The wine tips over in
okay,
that scene,
sure.
right?
Like a Molotov cocktail.
And they make it. They make sure and show you that the wine has tipped over and spilled and that a candle has tipped over, too. And then the table erupts in flames as if wine is flammable alcohol, which, by the way, it is not.
It the table goes up in such a degree, it is as if you poured kerosene
yeah.
all over that
it's
place.
It's as if their date dinner was made of napalm.
They're dainty. That's hilarious.
By the way, it was any chance to get Alex out of that shirt. He had
any
his shirt.
Any chance.
You saw those abs.
Also
down
seemed like
to,
he was kind of doing like a Keanu Reeves impersonation.
That's right, yeah.
It's made by CBS Films, this movie. So it's all CBS writers and directors and everything. Yeah, CBS highest.
How many close-ups do you think her dog got? In this movie.
Oh my God.
They cut
that,
to
like
that
the
dog
final,
for reaction
The
best.
Final scene got a reaction shot, like a push yeah. in on
that
the dog.
That dog was like the Greek chorus of this movie.
But the dog
kept looking at that dog.
The only way this movie could have been better is if that dog had actual dialogue.
Like
but
in Beginners.
Dog, like the dog's like, can you believe these fucking idiots?
But the dog doesn't
you
even
react.
You made
the react. Dog Mexican?
No, he talks like this. He's like, what the fuck?
I'm
this
a New
is
York
fucking
dog.
Bullshit. I'm a tough dog. I'm a tough New York dog.
Sounds pretty Mexican.
I'm in a wheelchair. Hey,
no, he's not Mexican at all. He's
like, Taco Bell.
Hey, Essay.
All dog is definitely Mexican.
He's like, hey, Essay, look at here. This guy's is crazy,
pretty
right?
Pretty Mexican.
No, it's not.
He's not Mexican.
Trust.
That's not. I also like that this guy's trait is that he said things that don't make sense. Like, he's like, why don't you eat my cheese? Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Well, my parents bought the farm. They're not dead. They actually bought a farm. Like, it was like everything that was his character trait, his lovable character trait.
Like, if you
trait.
Had a 4-year-old that said it, you'd be like, oh my God, they're starting to grasp concepts of humor. They're starting to. Like, that's great.
But that was the thing. He's like, yeah, my parents bought the farm when I was 6. She goes, oh, my parents died too. And he's like, oh, no, they just bought a farm.
This is now the second movie, too, because Monster-in-Law, her parents are dead. Both parents. Like,
well,
you think that J-Lo
real...
is killing her parents?
Yeah, they're just like, she's
about?
Like, there are no Puerto Ricans you can hire for my parents. Like, I don't want, like, she's just completely opposed.
Oh, right, because Linda Lavin was her
grandmother.
Right? You're right. But why were her children, why did her children have red hair? In the end, because
that's
twins.
The sperm.
The
she
sperm,
got
remember?
Oh, the redhead.
And why
you
would pick a ginger is so stupid.
Also, she got to know the hair color of this guy, and then when she comes in to tell her like workers at the dog place that she got inseminated, they're like, "Who was it? Oh, I wish it was me." Like the guy is so angry that he didn't artificially inseminate
but
her.
But yet she asked him, and he turned her down.
Yeah. But he's like very like.
I also
like,
love that in the beginning, all those dates she's going on, the men are like 20 years younger than
oh,
her.
Oh yeah,
like they are not in her age range at all. I love the scene where she's at the gym with Michaela Watkins, and they're all on elliptical machines, and she starts talking about having orgasms during pregnancy.
Michaela does, yeah.
Or yeah, Michaela does, and there's a woman, there's an extra next to her. Well. a featured player, probably, who, upon hearing about the
that
orgasm,
woman just was like, thank you,
falls off the elliptical machine. Yeah.
She can't hear it. The orgasm knocks her off the machine. Yeah. But that is
my, but my that favorite. Joke, I like that joke, though, because then, because she's like, I don't want to hear this. That's gross. And Michaela Walken just goes, it's a nice story, which did make me laugh.
My favorite nice was story. When a conga line full of elderly people slipped and fell on the.
That was the, upsetting, actually. I found J-Lo's that really upsetting.
Water breaking and being all over the floor.
Yeah, and that featured player, that like 80-year-old man, touched his own penis and goes, oh, it wasn't me.
Oh, and but now there's another time where they fall, and they do my favorite thing that happens in all movies, which is she falls while in the dog store, the pet store, I should say, and while Cesar Milan is doing something, and you hear, yeah. Like they fell on a dog. Like, oh yeah, we gotta amp up that fall. Everyone's falling down at all points.
Lots of falls, lots of shit in this movie too. Lots. There's like an obsession with shit.
They scoop shit out in a. That was a funny scene though.
In
they
that
scoop,
fishnet. Thing.
Yeah, fishnet.
I thought that was funny.
I thought that was funny.
I liked that scene. You were my focal point, right?
That was funny.
That was funny.
Okay, I have a question. So there's a scene where the woman is giving birth in like a like kind of like a children's pool in like someone's apartment. Was anyone else trying to see if you could catch a glimpse of her bush? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I did that too.
I was, of course.
Excuse me?
Oh, June, I did it. I was trying to get any look I could get.
I'm just always curious if you're going to catch any or if they have like a little panty on there.
I'm sure they didn't. I'm sure they had underwear on.
I don't know. They got a shot of her back where I was like, that's
no, no,
that
there was a.
I mean, I did watch this on my iPhone, so I have no idea what I'm talking about.
You didn't see any details.
Well, no,
you
I
were looking
it
for
up.
Bush on that iPhone?
Yeah, I was. And I forget you can't, like, oh, you can't make a movie bigger. Like, you can't, like
you can't
do that.
Zoom in, yeah.
You can't zoom in. But so, I own it now because I had to buy it off fucking iTunes.
Does anybody else want to talk about the scene in which J-Lo voraciously eats McDonald's in bed?
That's a disgusting
to a degree
scene.
That is, again,
and
wet chewing. Yeah, wet chewing and then gets all horned up.
Yeah, that's a little...
That scene upset me.
And she had, like, shit on her hair.
I feel like the
really...
movie takes place over 9 months, obviously.
Yes.
But they don't seem to get a better... They don't seem to... Their relationship does not get any better than the first time they meet.
No, you
know, no, like, absolutely not.
They have no better understanding of each other. They don't, like, there is... It's as if they don't talk. Yes.
But here's the thing. When she finally reveals to him that she has been artificially inseminated... He is so angry at her. And he's like,
he's such a
how
dick.
Could you? How could you do this? Some stranger's child? Like, he's so, like, on this high horse. Like, not like, oh, this is
yeah,
like.
Hey, bro, you didn't go to college.
Yeah. And she didn't betray him.
No,
like, they've been dating for, like,
ago.
A week. And yeah. She's like, hey, just by the way, I want you to know I'm this. Some stranger? Like, she's fucking some dude in the street. Not a good guy. And then he sleeps on the couch in his own house, which is like a mansion house.
He lives, they're he both lives there. Rich.
Yeah.
They are both rich people. I don't know why, but it is clear to me they are both wealthy.
And when
well, she explains she used to have a corporate job, and that's kind of, that's all she says about that.
I had a corporate job, and then I made this pet
oh,
store.
In a corporation. Well, you must be wealthy.
What where Cesar Milan comes and gives lectures in her dog store, and he's like, can you two please step outside? Like, oh,
and she's like giggling in that scene as though she's been caught. It's like, you planned this event.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been on the books for a while.
That's like when she's texting, when she's texting at her gram and her Nana's wedding.
But that to me was, I that was so retarded. It's beyond definition. But it was like, to me, it was like, it just showed you how good Linda Lavin was. Because she was like, you know, texting at my goddamn wedding, this fucking girl. And I was like, oh, I'm laughing. Like, Linda Lavin was just, she
great.
Brought it.
Well,
I thought it was funny. She did a good job with
I agree.
That.
I just don't understand this. I don't understand the
I was loving Lavin.
I love
Lavin. Lavin was great. I wanted
Lavin,
to see more.
More Lavin. I would like to see her and Tom Bosley have a romantic affair.
Well, although, no, I did not want to see dead. That because he looked so fragile.
Yeah, it really did bad. Look. It looked like someone did it. A sketch of Tom Bosley. But this guy, he reacted so poorly at all times. Like Robert Klein's like, you're going to have twins. And he goes, two kids? That's a posse. Two
and
kids
then he passes
not,
out.
No, then he runs. Doesn't he run away from
I
her?
He passed
no,
out.
He passed out.
He passes it? Out.
He passes out because Robert Klein keeps pulling either his fingers or the sonogram machine out of Jennifer Lopez, and there's blood all over them.
He kept on going, vagina, vagina, vagina. I was like, oh, this is not
that
a good...
Disgusting.
You guys should see if you can get the Foley artist for this movie, because it's all like squishy eating and
yeah,
like passing
much.
Out.
It's too much.
I feel like J-Lo is a robot, and this is all, like, she wasn't sure how to connect.
I don't think she knows how to read scripts, because I don't think she's untalented.
Well, then what's, and then what's everybody else is doing there?
Like, they're getting paid.
Okay, Anthony Anderson's character
I thought he was wonderful.
I bet he has, he was there for one second.
His kid is, like, eating sand, and then is eating human shit.
Yeah.
Isn't it, his, like, the fifth shit?
And he's like, haven't we talked to, what did I tell you about eating shit?
And he says shit to the kid. He's saying shit to like a 5-year-old girl. He's like, where'd you get that shit? Whose shit is that? Is that my shit?
Is that a cat shit?
I feel like everyone who wasn't J-Lo and Alex Holofan was like an extra from Mama's Family. Like, they were just so broad. Like, I like Michaela Watkins.
Wait, Vicki Lawrence?
Vicki Lawrence and Mama's Family?
Like, Vicki Lawrence and Mama's Family. But she was, like, I just wanted to put, like, I mentally put a Mama's Family wig on her during all of her lines. She's like, oh, my, I'm paying right now! I was like, whoa, that is a very, that's a big choice for that line delivery. Like,
this
it was
movie,
very...
made me never want to have kids because of that character. Michaela Watkins' character is like, you should see your vagina afterwards. Don't get me started. I was like, it's too much.
I'll show it to you. She's going, I'll show it to you.
What,
do you what think
does happen to your vagina? Does it explode?
It falls
is that
apart.
What they're not telling you?
I don't know.
No, apparently, I've heard from a couple different people that it's a fallacy, that it will, it stretches a bit,
and they have
but
to cut
that it will.
Like episiotomy?
Sometimes
they have to cut it?
They have to cut. But they can stitch back together.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Guys,
it's not like...
Guys, send us some pictures on Facebook.com what vaginas look like.
If you're a female listener of How Did This Get Made who's had a natural childbirth, please send us pictures of your vaginas.
You know, when you're celebrating Butt Naked Friday, which is something that happens in this world.
I gotta
of backup
say, though, I was
we
surprised...
We should probably also get pictures of boobs, too, just, because,
yes,
just to know
necessary.
What's up.
Boobs,
any,
if you
I have a question.
Yes.
How old were those twins when we saw them at the very end?
A year?
It was a year?
Or like 6, maybe like 8 months.
Because
or so.
I was like, they seem really little. And I was like, she's already having sex? And then she's pregnant again?
Like, I thought that. I was like, there's no way they're having
little?
Sex.
Like,
there's no way they're having
and
sex.
And she's instigating,
her
not like crying and going,
absurd.
Okay.
Her vagina
was
would
like,
be
this is
destroyed.
Not written by a woman.
It was written
it
by
was,
a woman.
I know it was, but I was shocked
no, it could
to realize
only be
that.
Written by a woman because it's like, this is like the like what women masturbate
guys,
to.
Want...
is like a guy wants to raise other people's children.
No, this guy, okay, this guy was bad news. He
God,
freaks.
Such bad news.
First of all, he yells at her for getting in the cab. He freaks out at her when she tells her she's pregnant. He runs away. And then she specifically says, this pillow, this special pregnancy pillow, is the only thing that makes my life worthwhile. It's the only thing that gives me comfort. And then he makes her throw it away. He
yeah, why
throws
does he
it
care?
Away.
She's so pregnant. Why does he care that she's like...
She's being selfish, guys.
Wow.
And she's like, I love him. He threw away the only thing. And then she has to go diving in a dumpster to get this disgusting
pillow. I know. Why wouldn't
pillow?
Mama's Family just go in the dumpster?
Oh, why wouldn't
you
go buy a new pillow?
I don't know, but I did like that scene where they cut to the two of them in bed and Michaela.
That was very cute.
That was cute.
There were
that
some cute moments. I thought, I didn't hate it. I really didn't
All
hate
right.
it. I thought
All
there
right.
was, it does feel a little first drafty.
Well, it's like.
And I've seen enough Tyler Perry films.
My thing was, I felt like
this,
this
is better than a Tyler Perry film.
It's different because Tyler Perry films are two totally different films just kind of stitched together.
Okay.
And one is an entirely broad drag comedy by a gay man who's completely in the closet. And another is like a crazy morality tale where usually the woman is at fault. Like, you know, the only time I've ever seen an audience applaud when a woman got hit was at a Tyler Perry film.
That's
what?
Yeah, because
she was
the
probably
villain.
Asking for it.
She was the villain, and she it was like leading up to this thing where her husband finally stands up for her for himself, and he punches her, and she flies across this counter, and the audience is like, "More!" I was like, "Oh my god, yikes." But it's different. It has the same sort of feeling where you're like, you still feel like you're at the table read.
Did you feel there was any chemistry between these two?
No.
They didn't even talk about, at one point in the movie, he finally asks her a question about her father. And he's like, oh, your father did that? So that's saying that for 7 months in their relationship, the topic of J-Lo's father had never been breached. Had never been, oh, what about your parents? That no one ever talked about for 7 months of living. And the only reason why she takes him back is because he made a stroller. He didn't even make it.
He ordered it.
He ordered it.
That's a cool stroller.
It was a cool stroller.
She's super
cool
stroller.
I also got to say, I have a problem with the number of times like I had to watch J-Lo standing in front of a mirror, like worried if she's fat.
Not me. That's what I paid.
How about the whole sequence that's about how her ass has gotten bigger?
Loved it.
And then she has to go and find a picture of her ass in college.
Loved it.
Yes.
I wanted more of that.
That's all I
could watch 2 hours of J-Lo in just different outfits.
How about J-Lo when she has the slightest of bumps? Not even being able to stand up straight. She's like, oh.
She did have
boy,
that. Like,
that was
okay,
like,
that whole sequence where she got into the cab 10 different ways was crazy.
She went to the director and was like, I have an idea for like a physical piece of comedy.
Yeah, why don't you just roll? I'm going to do.
If you looked at
Mark
her, you
Anthony's
would say
like,
she
I have an idea.
You look at her, you would say she is bloated. And she is standing like a weeble wobble. Like, trying to get in that cab crazy.
I did not like the dress she wore to the wedding. I wanted to see her in something
fitted. An ugly dress.
It was very ugly. And it was not. I don't know. When it comes to film, she's so great and out of sight. And she's like,
amazing.
She's
cute
in the wedding planner.
Color.
Yeah, all she did was dance. Fly
that. But she's good. She's good at
she's
doing
adorable.
That.
But it doesn't play to her strengths.
No, not at all. She does not have a warm, like, romantic kind of
thing. She's
like,
adorable on Made in Manhattan.
I gotta tell you, he, to me, was more of the problem than she
was. He's not the... He's secondary.
To me, I feel like she's a rich person who is, like, you know, is eating, like, I don't know, like, artisan chocolate her entire life. And she's like, I'll have a Snickers. Is this what the people eat, Snickers? Oh. Like, really? It's like, this too much thought is put into, like... this is a good candy bar. Is that what you call
that's
it? A candy
also in
bar?
The writing,
like, so out of touch.
But the scenes that irritate me so much in romantic comedies are these scenes where women are in front of mirrors talking to themselves.
She talks
going
to herself a lot.
She talks to herself nonstop.
I used to do that, but I was 6 and like pretending to do commercials.
Well, sure.
Yeah, she's not pretending to be in commercials.
You know, I'm pregnant. I'm having a baby. Yeah,
I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't we have friends for this?
There's something I need to tell you. I'm pregnant.
In that water birth scene, too, while it was funny, I was disturbed in the fact that the woman at one point leaned over as if to position her ass like a cannon and shoot the baby out. Yeah. Like, I was like, where was it? Was it being, like, ejected? Like, from my understanding of water birth, you sit in a chair and you kind of...
Not always.
Okay, but it looked like she was, like, positioning it to, like, pop one
out.
Yeah, she was pooping out that baby.
There's this one scene in when they're having their big fight at the farmer's market, and she had, like, it's after that birth scene, and the guy, I thought he was an extra at the time, and then it was revealed that he was
his
little assistant, his little coworker. So anytime they're shooting him,
he's in the frame.
Alex O'Loughlin or whatever his name is, he's in the frame, and he's just staring into the camera,
too.
Like, directly.
I'm surprised you could see that on the iPhone.
I turned up the brightness by then. It was not in dark anymore.
Okay, first of all,
he was mugging it up.
He was just staring. And then in my head, I was like, J-Lo is that pretty. He cannot stop looking at her.
But I was also thinking, is he happy? Is his motivation right now that he's happy they're breaking up? Or is he?
I think he was concerned
thrilled.
For, like, then I decided, because it goes on for so long, that he was, like, concerned for his coworker. And then I decided he was gay for his coworker.
I want to know why we needed the muffin girl.
Oh, I loved her. I was like, tell me more about
the
muffin girl.
The ex-girlfriend who was in night school.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Not like her.
Well, it was not like a...
She was a red herring in
this movie.
This
movie was like... Because I was watching it and I was like, part of my problem is they have no chemistry. Would I be enjoying this movie if it was like Sandra Bullock and... Ryan Reynolds, like who I do think have good chemistry.
Yeah,
because the idea is sound. Like,
no, it's a cute
woman
idea.
Who gets
would have been
pregnant,
a completely
and that, you know.
Movie.
But here's the other thing: the first draft of it all is like, I agree with you. Like, he says to her numerous times in the movie, "Don't worry, I'm never gonna leave you. I'm never gonna leave you. I'm never gonna leave you." And then she's like, "Get out of here, leave." And then he comes back, and she goes, "You aren't going to leave me." It's like, yeah, he told you that the whole fucking movie he's not going to leave
you. And I love
you.
It was like a purchase. He bought me something.
He bought me a stroller.
Why was he so upset when she started spending money on the children? Like, that's when he actually had
a meltdown.
This isn't your money.
How many eggs do they keep in the house?
Yeah.
Like, how many eggs?
Just because you make cheese doesn't mean you can just flawlessly make 1,000 pancakes.
It just seems like why wouldn't you make, like, I don't know, like some banana bread.
Why don't you just talk to your girlfriend about the problem you're having.
Instead of staying up late making plates and plates and plates of pancakes.
Or her version of it, which is staying up late to find good pictures of her ass from her past.
And I like
she
that.
Wakes him up in the middle of the night to show him pictures of her ass.
If I had a picture like that of my ass, I would do that.
This is me in college. My ass hasn't changed. Well, it kind of changed a little bit, but not that much.
Because I'm in my nebulous 30s, right, guys?
I'm 24.
I'm 24.
Also, the shortest birth scene ever. When J-Lo actually does have the baby, it's like, one, two, push.
That.
But you just watch like a 20-minute, like there was no
issue. But you couldn't have two of those.
I guess not, I guess.
I felt like my thing was this, I was like, this could have been improved by some like some jokes. And I felt like all of the jokes were just joke TBD, joke TBD. And they got to their first day of set and they were like, OMFG.
No one filled in
We thought TBD was like a joke. And like, so it's like the writers PA was just like furiously coming up with like jokes.
Just like clever wordplay jokes and garbage.
Can we talk about the bloopers? The end of credit bloopers?
I didn't see them.
I didn't see them either.
Oh,
the minute the credits started, I was like, you're off. Out.
This is it.
Fuck
the
you.
Bloopers are all J-Lo eating. It's J-Lo eating all the Grace papaya dogs.
I'm surprised she agreed to eat on camera.
They show her eating Grace papaya and then spitting it into a spit bucket. And she's like, well, the spitting. That was that class. That goes down in the echelon of insane bloopers, like the one blooper in Love Guru. Just J-Lo eating hot dogs is a blooper. Like, isn't that crazy? She's actually eating.
Even though it's most of the movie, it's like. It's probably 16% of the movie.
Her just eating. Shoveling things. Yeah.
Shoveling.
20% dog reaction shots.
Dog reaction shots.
How much money?
8% shirtless, weirdly clean farmer.
Just get that shirt off him. Oh, she sees him on his farm truck with no shirt on and drives her car into a tree.
And why is she driving a Suburban? Like, that is the big... Like, even if you rented a car from Manhattan, you'd, like, get a Kia or some bullshit.
I think that's her car.
Well,
first of all, she's hot, right? J-Lo is attractive. I think she's a gorgeous woman.
Really, really gorgeous.
Whoa. She is like the female version of Jason Statham. she is hot. Why is she having such trouble finding a man? You don't see her having any trouble finding a man, right?
She has commitment issues.
She has the commitment issues.
And like that scene when June and I are focused on the extra, her featured player, he's like, when you do the autopsy on this, you're to blame.
Oh, yes. Right. He did say that.
And that's when Nana says to her, too. Nana and Michaela Watkins tell her that, too, in the apartment. Tell her that it's her fault that she pushed him away.
I thought it was rude that Nana was like, oh, you're having a baby tomorrow? I'm having a wedding.
I thought it was really rude.
You waited 20 years to have...
It was really rude.
Also, I was on the side of J-Lo. I was like, let her text her boyfriend. Get him back together now.
I actually would have preferred that scene to happen... I would have preferred the farmer's market scene to happen before the wedding. He be at the wedding. I just said he be at the wedding.
He be at the wedding.
He be at the wedding. They be having the baby at the motherfucking wedding.
She be having the baby. Mm-hmm. He be at the wedding.
I want to just point out one thing. If you see this movie, I recommend that you don't. Jackie does recommend that you do.
I just don't. It's not an easy movie to rent online.
No.
You'd have to Netflix it, and who's bothering with that anymore?
Well, here we go. I would say look out for her apartment. On the wall, there is an oil painting of the dog in the wheelchair.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which... It's great.
Which everyone in the art production department thought was hilarious.
I spent weeks on that.
I will ask you guys this question. How much money do you think this movie cost to make?
I do know how much it was.
Oh, do you? Okay.
So you do?
Anyone in?
I'm going to say like $40 million.
Okay, Jason.
Yeah, 40 to 50.
All right. $35 million. Yeah. You guys are on, but I guess
I thought 32 and it made 35.
No, you want to know how much it made?
I thought it.
Oh, it's worldwide. Then maybe all right. This is according to IMDb Pro. Worldwide, it made 77.2.
Oh, it did. Then it's worth. Yeah.
The highest grossing CBS movie of all time.
But they also did that crazy CBS film movie with what was the one with Harrison Ford? Is like,
where he's drunk the entire time.
No, he's like the doctor in Brendan Fraser. It's like. I'm not a miracle worker, Dad. What is that movie?
I want to see this.
Oh, okay, my God.
These are the movies that CBS Films has done. They have done The Backup Plan, Extraordinary Measures, which is Beastly, the movie, which is The Mechanic, and Faster with The Rock. They also
Beastly is like meant to be. That might be something we should do.
We should do Beastly. All right, that is on the list. We went to you, as always, to play with us a little game on a segment we like to call
You've Got Mail.
All right, this week's viewer mail question was, what would be your excuse not to go see The Backup Plan if someone asked you to? We got a plenty of good responses, and I'm just going to read through some of the best ones. So here we go. Ed Cole writes, sorry, can't watch The Backup Plan with you. I've got an asbestos eating contest to get to. Michael Erstager wrote, sorry, can't watch The Backup Plan. I'm still trying to get my money back from Geely. Arif Islam wrote, sorry, can't watch The Backup Plan. I already have an appointment to get my eyes and ears thoroughly raped. What a coincidence. And Agent Orange writes, one of my favorites, I would go and watch this movie, but my entire family was murdered. And then to make this legit, I would then kill my entire family. That's from Agent Orange. Brian Rubino writes, my backup plan, I would say I'm just going to slip into something more comfortable and then slip into a coma. But finally, I think the winner of this week, and again, the winner gets absolutely nothing, was Andrew C. Muller, Lourish, big name, who wrote, the backup plan to not go see The Backup Plan is to design a time machine to go back to a room where Kate Angela was writing this movie, remove her bottle of Xanax and jug of Chardonnay, then move forward into time and cast Nicolas Cage as a creepy OBGYN, and then make J-Lo rewatch her body of work and write a compare and contrast essay on good decision making. Out of Sight versus Made in Manhattan. So that's a very complicated plan, but anything that involves a time machine is normally a winner. All right. So I think that sums up Backup Plan. Anyone else have anything to
say?
Oh,
yeah. I figured out that quote from Extraordinary Measures.
Okay.
And it's Harrison Ford screaming, and he's the doctor, and Brendan Fraser wants him to save his son's life. And he's like, I already work around the clock!
I already work around
And one of my favorite tweets ever was Scott Aukerman wrote, I already rock around the clock. It's like so stupid. But made me laugh for months now, literally months.
Well, that has been another episode of How Did This Get Made? But before we go, a special thanks to our engineer, Doug,
yes,
who has been with us since the beginning of the show. This is our final episode with Doug, and he has been flawless throughout, always doing an amazing job with us.
Did you fire him?
We just fired him.
You're so nice for coming in.
Thank you. He stopped crying about half an hour ago.
I hope the mics don't pick that up.
And also, definitely check out earwolf.com. I am on Twitter, at Paul Scheer.
At Miss June Diane.
At Jackie Clark, with an E.
I'm not on Twitter.
You're not?
No.
Grandpa, not on Twitter.
Just a quick plug again. June and I are on a show. So is Jackie, is a guest star on this show. It is called NTSF SDSUV. It's airing on Adult Swim after Children's Hospital every Thursday night at 12:15. And check it out. Watch it. All right. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The wolf's dead.
This February, true legends from the worlds of comedy and music will unite to form the Supergroup. I'm Tawny Newsom. On every episode, me and my co-host, Alex Kleiner, will invite our talented friends to write and record an original song with us over the course of a week.
You'll hear every step of the process, from writing and rewriting to recording and mixing. Songs with Open Mike Eagle, Paul F. Tompkins, Ted Leo, Woo! Sashir Zameda, Janet Woo! Varney, and more.
The Supergroup. Join the band February 6th on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.